Hello, everyone. This is Tina Heisman, Certified Master Life Coach. Welcome to my live marriage coaching call. Today, our topic is a fun one, how to think outside the box with dates. I'm going to share some information with you, and then I'll open up the line for questions and answers at the end. Before we get started, I want to let you know that I have a free, private, Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. You can search in the Facebook bar, The Happy Wives Community, or just head over to my website, tinaheisman.com, and there's a banner at the bottom of the front page. Also on my website, I have created a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful, peaceful place. You can just visit my website to download it. Now let's dive in and talk about dates. One of the most significant dates in my mind for my husband and myself was one night back in approximately 2009. So we were married, quite a while, like 10 years almost. I wasn't a great cook at that point. I really did a lot of frozen meals, you know, and I was starting to make the transition from frozen meals to real home-cooked meals, and much to do with our kids, probably. We had two children at the time. They were 5 and 2, so it was a pretty, you know, busy time of being a mom with little kids. You know how labor-intensive that is, and cooking is just wasn't a huge thing on my priority list, you know, and wasn't really a skill I had in my wheelhouse. But this particular night, I was making Italian beef for the first time, and it was a recipe I'd gotten from my mom. And so it's in the crock pot, right, cooking all day, and at some point near the end of the supposed cooking time, I'm noticing that this beef is not going to shred. Like, it's just really hard to shred. I've never shredded beef before. I don't know anything about it, but it just really doesn't seem like that's going to be happening. So, you know, dinner was getting close, so I was feeling a little stressed. So I called my mom in a panic, thinking I had done something wrong. And she said, no, you didn't do anything wrong. It just needs more time to cook. So, okay, well, that was good news that the roast wasn't ruined, but what are we going to have for dinner now? I really didn't have a backup plan. So I was feeling kind of stressed and exasperated and frustrated by it, you know, a minor problem in the scheme of things, but anyway, my husband called while he was on his way home from work, and I told him what was going on, and he said, hey, don't you actually have a babysitter at the house right now? And I said, yes, I do, and because back in those days, I did have some help from 4 to 6 p.m. I'd have a teenager come over and help me with, you know, playing with the kids a little bit so I could get a little bit of a break. So my husband said, why don't you see if she can stay longer? And you and I will go out to dinner, and then she can feed the kids. And I thought, oh, I guess I can do that. I would never have thought of that. It was so outside the realm of what we would normally do. I just wouldn't have thought about it. And I might have even been afraid to ask the sitter, but I just went and asked her if she could stay longer and feed the kids. And she agreed. So Paul and I went out for a quick dinner. We didn't go anywhere fancy. In fact, it was just right up the street, just the local pub, somewhere close. But that night was just so special in my heart. It just felt like such freedom. You know, it felt special because it was unplanned. It felt special because it was my husband's idea. It felt special because it was a break from the weekly routine. It felt special because it freed me from a problem I was having. And it felt special because, and this is important, I think because it was out of the norm for what we normally did. It wasn't something that we normally did during the week. Usually if we went out to eat, it was always on the weekend. So I think that's part of why it felt so good, was because it was just something also different and out of the norm. And so lucky for me, my husband is an expert problem solver. It's pretty much what he does for a living. And so he saw this as a way to solve a problem that we were having. And wow, I mean, to think about that happened in 2009 probably, and here we are in 2018 talking about it. That's crazy that it left that much of an impression on me that I feel like I would mention it to you as something to learn from. And I want to share another example with you of another memorable date night that we had. This one was much more recently, also as a result of things not going as planned. We were going to go to dinner and then bowling, but the bowling didn't work out time-wise, so we phoned ahead to our house and told our son and our children, we're coming home and we're going to finish our date night at home, and we're going to go in the basement, and we don't want to be disturbed. So we came home and we grabbed a glass of wine and we went and we worked on a puzzle together. We had so much fun and it was so relaxing, and there was no loud, noisy restaurant noise or anything else. We could put comfortable clothes on. We did before we went down there, and we felt like we were saving money, you know, by doing something at home and drinking some wine at home instead of paying for it double the cost at a restaurant. So it was just, it was wonderful. And he mentioned that as like one of his favorite dates. Like, he just loved that. And, you know, it was even more fun that during the next week he went out of town. And so I framed the puzzle for him and hung it up. And so when he came home, now the puzzle is framed and hung up in our basement. And it's, so it's like this reminder, you know, that will live on forever of that experience. I wasn't planning on telling you this, but an idea has come to my mind, another date that we did that was not necessarily at home, but also not high cost. One of my favorite things that we did, we actually had his parents watch the kids for an overnight. We went camping, just the two of us overnight. And this was when we lived in Florida, so it was on the beach. So it was really beautiful and special. And I just wanted to mention that it's kind of it was a low cost thing, and camping's not really in my wheelhouse, if I'm totally honest. Like, I love to be outside, I love the outdoors, but I don't love actually camping. I'd rather be at home and sleep in my bed. Once in a while, like a one night thing, I would be open to, but not a lot of it. But this was something I did because it was definitely an interest of my husband. This was way high on his list of dates that would be awesome. And so I think, when I was reflecting on this topic for you girls, I realized it's often not the fancy, expensive dates that make the most impact. I think it's really the intention that's behind them. And so I just wanted to share that with you and bring it into your awareness and try to encourage you and your husband to try to think outside the box of the usual date, whatever that might be for you, if you're so lucky to get dates, right? Some of you are probably going, dates, what dates? You know, Paul and I, before we went through our marriage crisis, I felt like we were really good at dates. We did dates a lot. We went out to dinner and dinner and drinks, usually. That was our thing. And so I'm here to tell you that alone didn't save our marriage. It wasn't enough creativity. It wasn't out of the norm. And it wasn't really bonding, per se, as some of these other dates that I'm talking to you about were, and they weren't as feel good for my husband or me as some of those, you know, other dates that we talked about are. And so today I just wanted to encourage you to try to think about that. And I had some ideas to share with you to maybe get your creative juices flowing, and then you can take your own spin on it. But I thought, you know, to change things up, like, could you have a breakfast date instead of a dinner date, or a lunch date instead of a dinner date? I mean, does a date always have to involve food? I don't know. I eat all the time, so everything I do involves food, but that's just me. Food might not be so important to you. But also think about dating during the week, perhaps, instead of on the weekend. Like I told you, that night of the Italian beef, I think that was a Monday night or Tuesday night, and it's one of my favorite dates ever. You could take a class together, something that you both enjoy. Maybe it's cooking. See, everything I do revolves around food. Or, you know, volunteer for your favorite charitable organization together, or it just could be hikes, you know, out in the wilderness, or, you know, something that's more active than what you might normally do if you just go out to dinner. I think it's just easy to think about just going out to dinner as a date, but we can get more creative than that, right? And let's look outside the time frame of dinner. I also wanted to give you a few ideas for at-home dates, like the puzzle we mentioned that Paul and I did once. You could play board games or video games. You could even go for a walk in your neighborhood or cook something together. even go stargazing out in your backyard. You know, there's some fun apps now for your phone that help you identify the stars and constellations. This might sound silly. One of the things my husband likes to do is look at the, there's an app that shows you what the airplanes are that are flying overhead, like where it's coming from and where it's going, what kind of an airplane is. He loves that. So we could easily sit out back and spend some time looking up at the airplanes going overhead. So that's a good one. You know, you could have a picnic in your backyard and or go for a ride on your bike rides or a run, you know, if you're athletic. Or maybe even just put on some music from the time period when you were dating and have a dance party. I do stuff like that sometimes when I'm cooking dinner. It freaks my family out, but I just kind of make an event of it, you know, when I'm cooking dinner, especially it seems like in the winter when I feel like I'm stuck inside more. But so those are some things just to hopefully get your creativity going and so that you can see that it would be good to try to branch outside of your normal date, whatever that is, and try and think of some other new creative things. I recently noticed on Groupon.com, I got an email from them that they had a special date night section on the website for Groupon.com. So maybe you could find some really great deals on a date and like that you might like to do that way. So I think that pretty much wraps it up for me, girls. I hope that you're feeling inspired and encouraged. In a moment, I will unmute the call so you can ask your questions. But first, I'd like to let you know I have that free marriage makeover guide on my website. It will help you run through and fix challenges that you might have in your marriage. And don't forget to join us on Facebook in the Happy Wives community. We would love to see you there. And, of course, I offer one-on-one marriage coaching for women only. So stop on my website or email me to learn more. Okay, thank you so much. I will see you next week.